Well, they understand that our margin for error is not very great. And, you know, we spotted them 14 points before we knew we were down 14-0. I think they, our staff did a good job. Our players did a good job of responding. We fought, clawed our way back into it. We had opportunity late, like we have many weeks, in particular at home. We just came up short.
So you clearly know that's the expectation now, that you guys will ball up their fists and fight to the finish. But you also know the reality of it. It's sometimes if you stumble early, it could hurt you later.
The reality is we have a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
It's going to get there, and it'll be sooner than later.
What do you tell Robbie Gould at this point? I don't believe he's ever had a stretch like this in his career. Now, granted, a 50-yarder in Soldier Field, notorious for being a tough place to play, in the rain is no gimme. But he's missed 6 of his last 15.
Yeah, I think, again, just like all of us, we have to get better. And he's one of them. He understands that. He's a professional. We'll be back to the drawing board, much like we did last Monday, following, last Sunday's loss. So I think he understands that. We've got 3 more games to check out our roster and see where we are, and we'll go from there.
What did you think of the play of the line of scrimmage today on both sides?
I thought it was sloppy. I think... Again, our margin for error is not great. I think there was some miscommunication offensively, and particularly early. An area we have to improve on.
And that tight end, Jordan Reed, everybody knows what he's capable of doing. He's had games like this before, but he proved to be a pretty difficult matchup today, huh?
Well, I think, when you're trying to take other things away, maybe some mismatches that you have in some other areas, they did a good job of finding the guy that we were light on, and, hats off to them.
Again, though, the comeback, though, that 50-yard pass that Cutler created, that opportunity for Alshon. I mean, Zach Miller's performance today, some really, I know it's silver lining stuff that you don't want to hear, but when you evaluate, you also have to look at the good things, too.
Well, I mean, big players make big plays, we're identifying those guys, and it'll help us build moving forward.